Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 30th of March, let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne Motorsport. F1, Piastri puts horror run behind him with podium finish in Japan with a brilliant drive to finish second in the Japanese Grand Prix. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's all about basketball, the NBL, with Kendrick Davis exploding for the Kings after a heated teammate altercation, scoring 34 points in the match against Adelaide. And in the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about rugby league, the Dolphins point scoring machine. Shock signing, as the Melbourne Storm has signed Jermaine Osaka on a two-year deal. Let's start with athletics. And Queensland teenage sprint sensation Gout Gout was out to win on Saturday night, but it was a fellow Queenslander, Aussie sensation Lockie Kennedy, who stole the show again at the Murray Plant Athletics meeting in Melbourne in pouring rain. The meet is Australia's premier one-day athletics event. Kennedy recorded a season-best time of 20.38 in the 200 metres to beat a fast-finishing Gout Gout. In 100-metre final prior, Kennedy set a new men's event record at the time, and his attention will now turn to the national championships. And congratulations to all the other Aussie competitors, Nina Kennedy, Nicola Oslagas, they won the pole vault and high jump, and Monique Hanlon from Queensland, the women's 200 metres, Matthew Denny from Queensland, the men's discus. Well done to all of those and other competitors. In golf, big day yesterday at Woodford, where about 240 players celebrated the club's 80th birthday. Well done to all concerned, and may there be plenty more rounds of golf played out there at Royal Woodford. In rugby league, well, the NRL round four. The Broncos made it two in a row with a 26-12 win over the Dolphins in the Battle of Brisbane at Suncorp on Friday night in front of 46,000 fans. Katoni Staggs, two tries. Adam Reynolds stood tall with a try and three goals. The Dolphins, they'll take on Manly next week under new coach Kieran Foran, and that'll be on Thursday night at Redcliffe. Good way to start Easter. The Cowboys defeated Storm in a major comeback there, 28-24, scoring three tries in the final 12 minutes. Cowboys, they'll take on the Dragons next Saturday at Cogra, and the Titans, they'll take on the Broncos at the Gold Coast. And the Titans, well, they beat the Dragons 22-14 yesterday, courtesy of two tries to Alamana Hayu to secure their first win of the season. Dragons, bottom of the ladder. Panthers, top of the ladder. Queensland Cup, the Falcons defeated the Clydesdales at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Dolphins, they defeated PNG Hunters at Redcliffe. Dolphins, top of the ladder on percentage from about six other teams. So well done there in the Queensland Cup. And the junior rep semi-finals, all completed yesterday. Looking forward to the grand finals coming up very, very shortly on the 11th of April. And the men's A grade in the local Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League all started on the weekend. And at round one, Stanley River defeated Maroochydore, scoring five tries to four. Caloundra, they defeated Nambour. Noosa defeated Kawana. And yesterday, Caboolture, 24, defeated Biwa 14, with Will Natty scoring two tries. Coolan had to buy. So well done to all of the teams starting in the men's A grade Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League. C grade starts on the 11th of April. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in AFL, around three, Saturday, the Brisbane Lions, they defeated St Kilda 113-80 to record their first win of the season. It was a tightly fought contest, and in the final turn, the Lions kicked the last six goals. Six Lions players scored two goals each. Well done. The Suns had a bye. They're still top of the table. Next, round four, Thursday. Great way to start Easter again. The Lions will take on Collingwood at the Gabba. And Sunday, the Suns will take on Melbourne at the MCG. And Moreton Bay Lions, season launch on Saturday, junior coaching clinic, senior men, they took on Pine Rivers in a trial, and the senior women took on Sandgate, plus there was Masters and Oldies. And well done to all the juniors who participated at the regional trials over the weekend. And Noah Everill and Zach Turner, they've been selected in the Sunshine Coast team that will compete at the Queensland State Championships in June in Cairns. In basketball, game three of the best of five, the championship grand final series yesterday, the Kings defeated Adelaide 106-93 in front of 18,500 fans. Kendrick Davis scored 34 points. Game four in Adelaide on Wednesday night, with the Kings leading the series 2-1. In the Queensland State League in the men's basketball Division 1 on Saturday, Moreton Bay Suns defeated Ipswich 107-82. Tom Denny, 18 points, now 4 from 4. And in the women, they lost to Ipswich 72-68, the 8th on the ladder. And in the Queensland basketball, the under 16 girls competition Division 3 in the grand final yesterday, the Moreton Bay Suns defeated the Brisbane Capitals 54-38 with Luca Barnsdale, 17 points. And the NBL 1 North, that round one will start on the 17th of April. And looking forward to that coming along. In our rugby union, the Super Rugby Pacific round 7, the Hurricanes defeated the Queensland Reds 52-14 in Wellington to remain top of the table. The Hurricanes ran in 8 tries and all from Reds turnovers. Round 8 next Saturday, the Queensland Reds will take on the Western Force at Suncor. The Reds, of course, 4th, Western Force 10th. Caboolture Rugby Union, they played trial games last Saturday against the Brisbane Irish, and they're still recruiting for players, so I just go to their website and see what you can do. The Senior Men's A-Grade Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, that starts on the 18th of April, and Caboolture will take on Uni. Super Netball, Sunshine Coast Lightning 66 defeated the New South Wales 65 in an absolute thriller. They'll take on the Vixens in Melbourne next Sunday. Yesterday, unfortunately, the Queensland Firebirds, they lost 73-46 to the Adelaide Thunderbirds. They'll take on the Giants next Saturday in Sydney. In cricket, well, the Sunshine Coast cricket men's grade competitions all finished on the weekend. Congratulations to Maroochydore. They won first and second grade. Third was won by Yandina. Fourth and fifth by Caloundra. And Glasshouse won sixth grade. So well done to all of the winners there. And in the Sheffield Shield men's cricket final, Victoria, they need 94 runs to claim the Shield and should be able to do that this morning. And in football, the round ball game, Men's A-League on Thursday, the Roar this Thursday, they'll take on Sydney at Suncor. And in the Women's A-League on Friday night, the Roar defeated Perth 5-2 with Momo Hayende scoring a double, now fifth on the ladder. They'll take on Canberra next Saturday, Canberra third on the ladder. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again back on Monday the 13th of April. In the meantime, have an enjoyable Easter and enjoy your sport.